Greetings, friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaKadosh Ben Lo Shri of Rav Yitzchak Cohen Haberman, known as the Tzaddik from Ra'anana. Wow, how exciting that we're able to learn this Torah. And as the Rav says, that he will daven for those who spread his Torah. So we have a Skula Gedola Me'od from a Tzaddik who promises us great things in Mirtz Hashem, so we should be Zoche. And we will start with Vayavek Ish Imo, and a man wrestled with him. Who was this? This was the angel of Esav, the Samach Mem, the power of evil. Avin Inyan Hisavkus Samach Mem Im Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashalom. This is on page Tavkuf Yud Gimel. So to understand the Inyan of the wrestling, the battling of Esav's angel with Jacob. Yesh lomar d'lefi hanira nishlach lo lehodos ala brachos she'esav ma'ar aleim. Apparently he was sent to admit the brachos that Esav was challenging. Acha shebiro kol ma shebekocho levar b'yosef b'veis lavan. After Yaakov did all the berurim. Berurim means it's a Hasidic Kabbalistic concept. It means that you separate the good from the bad, and you try to overcome difficulties and struggles, and that's the Beirur, that's being Mevarer Tov Meira. So we're Mevarer, Yaakov is Mevarer from, and Bebeis Lavan, what he had to be Mevarer, and now he deserves the Brachos. V'hotzi klolos hashishim riba nitzotzes kedoshim. Shem nishvus b'nei sol shenim salut son. Chazal already say that there were 600,000 sheep, and Yaakov Avinu, and sheep, the Jewish people in many places are called sheep, and the Jewish people are compared to those 600,000. Shem nishmos b'nei Yisrael shenim shalu litzon. These are the souls of the Jewish people that are compared to sheep. So he took out the 600,000 holy sparks. V'yabetchila b'shivi etzel haklipa shel Lavan. And originally it was in captivity with the klipa, the impure husk of Laban, the imlokein echod ala lo besof. If not so, how did he in the end admit him? Elavade shenishlach lezeh, v'hu berisho rata laharchik hadavar. So that is why the angel came to Yaakov. The angel came to Yaakov in order to be modelo ala brachos, that after he had been to Lavan, and he had overcome the struggles, and he had taken out the sheep, the 600,000 sheep, and he did all the necessary berurim. Now it is time for Esav's angel to admit that in fact Yaakov is worthy of the brachos. And that's what it says in verse 27: Vayomer shalcheni kel shachar. So Rashi there says, "Hodali ala brachos." So it says first to translate that he says, "Send me away because the morning has come." And Yaakov says, "No, I will not send you away until you bless me." Rashi says, "Admit me the brachos. Admit the brachos are mine." And then the pasuk says further, "Vayomer elav ma shemecha, vayomer Yaakov." Vayomer lo Yaakov yamer od shimcha kim Yisrael ki sirisem Elohim v'nashim v'tuchal. So it is no longer going to be said, says Rashi, that the brachas came to you with trickery, but rather in a revealed way. In other words, kan hodolo ala brachos. And that's the purpose of this whole meeting. See there in Rashi, Yaakov didn't want to let him go till he was mod ala brachos. Afterwards, I found, says the Tzaddik, in the Chedushi HaRashba, in the Torah, the Seir of Esav, Lekabla Mincha, Yal Derech Te'isa, the refusal of Esav to accept the Mincha was like it says in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, the Mamachzik Shalach Lema'ara Mincha Peres Me'asad Shema'ara Le, V'kibla Memenu Havei Chazaka Miyad, that if somebody is holding on to a field, and he sends to somebody who is challenging his ownership on the field. We've been learning recently, we have had shiurim in Bava Basra. So when I see fields, I get really, really excited. Ma'arer is in Machzik. It's like a smorgasbord. In any event, if somebody is holding on to a field, and then the Ma'arer, and then the challenger is sent by the Machzik, the one who's holding on to the field, Ein Mincha, a gift of fruits. He sends him a nice fruit plate from this field, and he accepts it. Then you know what the Machzik is really saying? And the Ma'ar accepts it. You know what the Ma'ar is really saying? That this field is yours. Dimaror emes lo yelo lekablo mitaris matana. If the field was really his, he wouldn't have accepted gifts. You're giving me a gift from my own field? Send it right back. Elamai must be that it's not my own field, it's your field. So it's already a chazaka when you send the Ma'ar some fruits, and he accepts them. That is a matana, and it's his. And that's why Esav did not want to accept it. Because if Esav accepts the mincha, the gifts, then it's like Esav saying, oh, you know, all the brachas that Dad gave you, they really belong to you, and I'm accepting them as a gift. So Esav didn't want to go there, so he didn't want to accept it. He argued. V'alkein afa pisha hoda Esav ala brachos. And therefore, even though Esav ultimately admitted that Yaakov deserved the brachos, k'perish Rashi b'pasuk yihilach asher lach, which yours should be yours. This was only a verbal declaration in order to mislead Jacob into waiting. And then afterwards he's going to challenge. Because people like Esav speak falsehood, like it says in Bereshit Rabbah, in the 63rd chapter, in the 8th section. Esav is Ayin Sin Vav, and that is an allusion to the fact that Hashav Shabarasi Ba'olam, that this is for naught that I created in my world. In other words, he is a man of falsehood, for naught, like a Shav, like a Shvuas Shav. Esav is similar to the letters of Shav. Hashav Shabarasi Ba'olam. It says in the Pritzadik in Parsha Shemini, Malchus Edom Yisharish Kol HaKlipos, that the kingdom of Edom is the root of all impure husks. V'hu Keneged Lashon Sheker, and they are corresponding to the language of falsehood. As it says, Esav Hashav Sheberasi Ba'olami. This is falsehood that I created in my world. The Sfas Emes in the year Tav Reish Nun Tes in Parsha Yisro writes that just like the Jewish people are created in order to testify about Hashem and to be mevarer the truth, to clarify the truth, again Berurim, Esav titein emes le'Yaakov. Esav is the opposite. He is Hashav Sheberasi Ba'olami. He doesn't want the emes to be revealed. So that is what Esav's essence was. V'alkein Yaakov ishtadil kol kach she'Esav yikabel hamatana. And therefore, Yaakov tried so hard that Esav should accept the gift in order that Esav agree, admit in that way that the brachas really were coming to Yaakov. Well, that's the whole inyan of this battle. The Yaakov is battling that Esav's sar, Esav's minister, should admit that the bracha is his. V'alkein, lo haya b'yecholto shel hamalach lachzor b'li rishus Yaakov avinu. And therefore, the Malach didn't have the ability to go away without the Rishus of Yaakov. Like he says, please send me away. If he gives him Rishus, that is a sign that he is willing and agreeable to wait with the Brachos, to wait with the him being Moda ala Brachos, admitting that the brachas really belong to Yaakov. Armelo Yaakov, lo ashalecha chakim berachtani. I will not send you away until you bless me. Rashi, hodali ala brachas. I want you to give me the admit first, that concede that the brachas are mine. V'tas samach mem, and the samach mem, this evil power made a mistake. The kevin Yaakov tovei adami menu. Ula elach hashom eze snasas belibo v'atal yuchalo. Al kein armelo ma shemecha. Kederach ha-meshivim belag, l'mishim v'akish mem darvish aladatam eno roilo. So he thought that Yaakov now has some hisnasus. Yaakov wants to be Toveh Hodah. Yaakov wants to him to admit that the bracha really belongs to Yaakov. So maybe there's a little bit of arrogance, chas v'shalom, of haughtiness in Yaakov. And therefore he says, what's your name? Like people say, in order to start up, in order to taunt. Taunt is not an ant, that's a tante. Taunt, in order to taunt someone else, they ask them for something that they don't think they're worthy of. So he goes and he says, you know, would you mind giving me $1,000 loan? And then the fellow looks at him, the usher looks at this guy, and says, what's your name? Like, who are you? What are you talking about? So that's the way the tzaddik understands the question of what's your name. You're not worthy of this. And he thought that Jacob would respond that I am the tzaddik, the foundation of the world, the tzisa, like they call it, tzaddik yisod olam. I'm a vayir nitzotzos. I do this great Kabbalistic task of selecting all of the holy sparks. I am the son of the Avos. I am the son of Isaac, the grandson of Abraham. I'm a chashev guy. Va'az ma'at ma'at yalach hashem eze pniyah v'geos b'libo. And then little by little, there will be some personal interest, some haughtiness in his heart. That's what the Samach Mem wanted. Ach b'shamu atshuva shel Yaakov, Yaakov, hainu shebemes eini kedai me'uma, rak ani dorish mimcha lamalo shlichuscha, nizdazeh Samach Mem v'hischel l'natzes b'ofen acher. So what does Yaakov Avinu answer him? Does he answer him that I'm this great, awesome guy? No. All he says to him is, I am Yaakov. That's all. Nothing, no arrogance here. And if it's your job to give me the brachos, in other words, Yaakov was alluding to the fact that I'm not going to tell you anything great about myself, but my name is Yaakov, and your job is to come and be modal brachos. That's your shlichus. Nizdazeh Samach Mem behischel nasof naso. Samach Mem got all shaken up, and he tried a different way. Vayomer lo Yaakov. Not Yaakov is your name. Eincha madrei katana kasher ata omer ki sarisa melukim vanoshim batuchal. Because you battled with an angel and with people, and you were victorious. You're not just Yaakov, which is a lower name, but you're Yisrael, which is a more elevated name. Shekoch shelcha gadol me'od, your koch is very great. V'kedai ata lezeh mitzad ma'asecha hatovim, and you are worthy of this because of your good deeds. She'odeh lecha, that I should admit that you get the brachas. Achani mevakesh mimcha shetamtin li ad she'omer shira, I want you to wait for me, like Chazal tell us, until I say my daily song. And then Yaakov said, lama li laharich b'dvar mimcha hagidana perish ata ma shemecha. I want to know what your name is. In other words, were you sent to be Moda ala brachas, to admit that the blessing is mine? Or are you not, and just in, with your goodness, you are willing to admit that I get the brachas? Because the malach's name is his shlichus, like Rashi says, 33:30. So he really pushed them against the wall, and the angel saw that he had no recourse, and therefore he had to bless Yaakov. So that explains this very big meeting, this historic meeting between the angel of Esav and Yaakov. Okay, we move now to page Tuf Kuf Gimel, and Yaakov sends to Esav a message by Hili. Shor v'chamor v'tzon v'evet v'shifcha. V'hili shor. Yesh l'daktik d'havalei l'meimer v'yeshli. What do you mean v'yihili? And I have. So maybe we can explain this based on what it says in the Sefer HaYashar, who quotes a Chazal that after Dachash and Iskal Hashem Elavin V'Hisrbo Shleidai Miyakom Mitov Adro Odi Elavin Le'Esav Shiyakov Gunvo V'Gazlo Baruch Menu Shiyotze Esav L'Krasa V'zeh shamar lo Yaakov leisav dad rabahi li koltuv v'lovan gazal mimeni k'dei shlo ekbol alecha v'lov lefanecha be'yoscha achi uvadai tamod li mini k'dmani hu ba'li lo shav k'derech ha'ganovim sh'tzokim gam heim tafsu ganav aval atzedek iti. Then Hashem reveals himself to Laban and he gives him a warning and he says, don't speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad. So then Lavan tells Esav that Yaakov stole things from him and then he ran away and that Esav should go meet him. So Yaakov wanted to war where one country strikes another in advance. We call this in Yiddish a preemptive strike. So Yaakov wanted to make a preemptive strike and he said to Lavan, no vayihi li, I already had, not only Yeshli, it was really mine all along. It was actually Lavan who was stealing from me. So in order that I don't complain to you, since you're my brother and you're going to stand to my right, you're going to be my friend, you're going to be on my side. So Lavan started making up all these stories. It's a blood libel, it's not true. I didn't steal. Like the Ganavim, they say, oh, grab the Ganav. But you're the Ganav. What do you mean, grab the Ganav? So that's what Jacob said to Esav. I already had. I didn't steal from Lavan. Hatzedek iti. I'm the right one. It was Lavan, actually, who was stealing from me. It says, Vayachleif maskurto aseres monim. Thousands of times he kept changing his salary. Lavan was a very sneaky guy. So, the next piece, Hikshabol Yaakov Dvayhi Mashma Havaya Chadasha. Vayhi is Mashma, something new. Vishlom Rapi Masha Kasa Besvar Makadoshim, we can explain this. What was new and Vayhi Li Shor V'chamor? That it says in the Svar Makadoshim Zohar, in the first volume, page 166, 1, second volume, 64b, and in the Megala Mukos and Parshas Vayetze, that Esav is a klipa of shor, of kas, anger. Esav is an axe, an angry axe. The klipa, the impurity of Ishmael, is that he's a chamor. A chamor is ni'uf, chomer, pure material, like the Ashes Nunim in part, say, from Mishle, who's this woman who just goes from man to man. That's the chamor. That's the ni'uf. That's the adultery. Am hadoma lachavor, shvu po ima chamor, am hadoma lachamor. And Esav married Yishmael. He didn't literally marry Yishmael, right? That wasn't where he was going, but he married Yishmael's daughter. So Esav Shver was Yishmael, Shver. So why did this German redhead marry an Arab girl, right? Why did Esav macht chasana, like they say in Spanish, with Yishmael's daughter? Because he wanted, explains the tzaddik, to come at Yaakov with these two klipos, with the klip of Shor and the klip of Chamor, with the kas and the niuf, and with his koach hara, he wanted to defeat Jacob. And then Yaakov Avinu sent to him, no, vayihi li, Havaya Chadasha, I'm a new guy. I was mevara these two bechinas by Lavan. I purified. I clarified. I brought the good out of the bad. And therefore, sure, Yosef is called a sure. As we see in Ha'azinu, filling Simchas Toradik, Uli Yosef Amam Vrechas Hashem Ratzom Meged Shemaim Yitolm Tomer Vrechas Ravetz Tochas Umeged Giv Tavos Shalom Shu Meged Gerish Yerachim Umerosh Hari Kedim Umeged Giv Os Olam Umi Meged Eretz Mulash Shochein Ratzom Shochni Set Tavos El Rosh Yosef Uli Kol Kod Nazir Achav Bechor Sharo Hadar Lo VeKarnei Re'em Karnav. Yosef is a shore, and what is the shore remez to? This shore is a remez to Yosef, which is Mashiach Ben Yosef. We know there are going to be two messiahs. One is Mashiach ben Yosef, and the other is Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is an ani v'rochev al chamor. He is a poor man who rides on a donkey. We used to say, I lived for many years in the old city, and there was a Russian man who used to be in charge of the parking lot. Parking was always a big problem in the Rova. So people try to get their car in, and a lot of times Boris wouldn't let them in, and you need to prove that you live there and that you have a special certificate. Whatever it wasn't easy getting into the parking in the Rova. So they say, why is Mashiach going to come on a donkey and not in a limo and a nice car? And the answer is because if he comes in a car, Boris isn't going to let him in the parking lot. So he comes in a chamor, and therefore he can just, you know, walk right through. It's not a problem. Boris doesn't give you. So I wish Boris a long life. He's just doing his job. So the chamor is Mashiach ben David, ani v'rochev al chamor, like it says in the Medrash. So Yaakov was saying to Esav, He was saying, you got your shor and chamor, I have my shor and chamor. My shor, Mashiach ben Yosef, and my chamor, Mashiach ben David. So I have nothing to fear, and we should be taka zochet to see the coming of Mashiach very soon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.